I'm Dan Klefstad. As COVID-19 cases surge nationwide, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker introduced a new plan to address an increase in cases here. Pritzker says the state is keeping the virus at bay thanks to more testing and expanded contact tracing efforts.
This virus has not gone away. It's still infecting people, and it will likely continue doing that for months to come. Illinois' ability to manage COVID-19 looks a whole lot better than it did at the beginning.
Pritzker says he'll enact more restrictions if trends indicate a problem. Those indicators include 3 days in a row of more than 8% of tests coming back positive, or a sustained rise in the positivity rate and more hospital admissions. At 3%, Illinois has one of the lowest positivity rates in the nation. In other news, Illinois colleges and universities are still working on plans to resume classes this fall. Students picking courses at Carl Sandburg College in Galesburg will have more to consider than which teacher they prefer. As part of its reopening plan, the college will offer 3 class structures: in-person instruction, virtual meetings at scheduled class times, and fully online coursework. Misty Lyon is Associate Vice President of Academic and Student Planning. She says courses are not one size fits all.
For example, if we have English courses, we may have some English courses that are offering a face-to-face component. Some would offer online. Some would be blended. So the students do have some options to choose what format, but the course itself is determined by the instructor.
If there's a resurgence of COVID-19, Carl Sandburg College has a plan to resume distance learning, with the exception of classes that require in-person instruction. In those cases, Lyon says the college will comply with the state's guidelines. A Northern Illinois woman who pleaded guilty to killing her 5-year-old son last year faces up to 60 years in prison when she returns to court for sentencing. Today's hearing for 37-year-old Joanne Cunningham will be held in McHenry County. Cunningham and Andrew Friend Sr. were arrested last April after they reported their son AJ missing from their Crystal Lake home. Friend showed investigators the boy's shallow grave after being confronted with video evidence linking him and Cunningham to the boy's beating death. Friend has pleaded not guilty and is awaiting trial. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. The St. Louis County Medical Examiner is determining the cause of death after the owner of an Illinois-based rail locomotive company was found dead in the swimming pool at his home. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that 46-year-old Stephen L. Beal's body was found early Sunday at his home in Ladue, Missouri. He was the owner of National Railway Equipment Corporation based in Mount Vernon. A statement from the company said it was devastated and called Beal a remarkable leader for the NRE family and a well-known and highly respected industry advocate. Even during a pandemic, it's important for kids to get their yearly checkups. Steph Whiteside has more on the importance of routine care.
Dr. Jody Bryant with Heartland Regional Medical Center says kids need to have in-person visits and telehealth can't substitute when it comes to back-to-school physicals.
Especially if they're involved in sports at all, you know, you need to do a good thorough physical exam. You know, there can be often undiagnosed heart conditions that can be diagnosed. If they have any previous injuries, you need to make sure that those have healed up well. Plus just with routine physicals for the school, their immunizations, they have to be present, you know, to get those.
Bryant notes that doctor's offices are all taking precautions to prevent spreading COVID-19, including limiting the number of patients in the building and taking kids and parents straight to exam rooms to avoid people gathering in waiting areas. I'm Steph Whiteside.
The state of Illinois has collected $52 million in taxes from legal adult-use marijuana sales. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office says Tuesday, that $34.7 million is coming from excise taxes, and that will be shared with local governments.